what you have to do is noisen sheva lamat l'shem par. True, you first did one lamala of the par. Then the two bloods got mixed up. So now you have to make seven hazois lamata facing downwards l'shem the dam of the par. Then v'choizev noisen achas lamala. Then you have to do it again and make one time upwards l'shem the dam of the soyer. V'sheva lamata l'shem soyer. And then you do a second time seven downwards l'shem the soyer. The serizim, which is the chatas l'shem, which was in the garolos, the one with the chatas l'shem. So that's what you have to do in such a case if the two bloods got mixed up. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be the loch of nisarvu loy koises pekoises? What's going to be if two cups of blood got mixed up? So Rashi says, she'ene makir eiza koisho par v'eiza koisho soyer. In other words, not the two cups got mixed up into one cup. You have the two cups of blood there. One cup is the kind God who received from Adam of the par, and one he received from Adam of the soyer. He has his two cups there. But now the two cups got mixed up. We don't know which cup is the dam of the power and which one is the dam of the soil. We don't know which is which. Right, yeah. So the case is, what's going to be now if the kaisis got mixed up? The two kaisis gufa got mixed up. You don't know now which is the dam of the power and which is the dam of the soil. So the word says, the answer is like this. Noisein v'choizev v'noisein v'choizev v'noisein shloishepomim. What you have to do now is, you have to do three sets of hazois. You have to do one upwards, seven downwards one time. Then a second time, one upwards, seven downwards. And then a third time, one upwards and one downwards from the two, no, three kelimers. Do one keli first, the second keli second, and then the third keli again. And this way, the cheshbon is like this. If you have the three kelim here, you have not yet. You have two kelim here, you have. So this is one is the dam of the power, one is the dam of the soyer. We don't know which is which. So take your choice. Do first here, upwards, downwards. Then do this one, upwards and downwards. So if this one was the dam of the power, you yaitza right now. Because first you did up and seven downwards the dam of the power the way you're supposed to. And then you did the dam of the soyer the way you're supposed to. But the problem is no. Maybe this one was the dam of the soyer. And you can't do this soyer before the power. So what you have to do is, after you did this, do this one now. And this one is the dam of the power. So forget about the first one you did. Just use the second, be yotze with the second one. You did one upwards and seven downwards. And then you have to come back again to the first keli again. Like this is the dam of the soyer. And now you're doing upwards and downwards. So manashach, if you do one, two, three, you yotze manashach. Because if this is the dam of the power, so you yotze after the first two times. You did a dam of the power first, then you did a dam of the soyer. I did a third time of dam of the power. Mashmah, that doesn't pass anything. If you do more than what you have to do, it doesn't pass you. But the chesaron is maybe the first one is the dam of the soyer. So you did the dam of the soyer first, then the dam of the power. That's no good. You can't do the soyer before the power. So that's why after you do the second one, you have to go back again to the first one. So b'manashach now, you have your power first, and then the dam of the soyer. So that's the yetzer. No, before you mean, yeah, you're right. Case where you can't, you're right. I don't know who should be able to tell you right. One was red, before one was whiter. Eshas the chushna kain godly, couldn't tell. In such a case, you're right. In such a case where you couldn't tell, you're right. Rashi says, you're nice saying, the chayzev, the nice, the chayzev, the nice. The chol avoidev. Yeah, Rashi says, keep doing over three times, Rashi says, because the monashach yaitzev. In Rishon Shapar Hoya Vishani Soyer Yotzeb Rishon Vishniya. You yotze read it the first two times. But the concern is maybe the Rishon Shal Soyer, maybe the first cup was the dam of the Soyer Hoya. Varehu Kimoi Shainoi. And that doesn't help, Katanya. Par Makiv as a Soyer. The par stops the Soyer from being kosher. Is a man Le Yotzeb Vishniya Vishvishis. In such a case that the first cup you did was the dam of the soyer, so you'll be mekayim the mitzvah and avoid the soyerim with the second cup, and then coming back to the third cup again. Shirei kodam par le soyer v'chein v'hechel. The same thing you have to do in hechel also. In such a case, you're right, in your case where you can't tell the difference, you have to do it three times. Right. Nisar v'loi. Right. What's going to be if a little bit blood got mixed up together and a little bit didn't get? In other words, you start out with two cases. One's the dam of the par, one's the dam of the soyer. Now what happened was these two bloods a little bit mixed into a third cup, but you still have some in the original cup. You still know like some of this dam is vada the dam of the par. This dam also the dam of the soyer. But both these bloods spilled over into a third kli. What do you do in such a case? So Horus Pasha, the Gemara says, Avad, what you have to do is use the first two kelim, that's all. Forget about this third kelim, don't use it. Only use the first two. So where it says, Nisar v'loi, o miksas domim, loy nisar v'loi. Is pshita, we understand for sure, that ki yoyiv, mi vadoyin yoyiv. When you go now, when the Heichel and the Kodesh Kodoshim do the avoidon, use the vadoyim the kelim, use the first kli that you know for sure is the dam of the par, and the second one you know for sure is the dam of the soyer, and leave over the third kli that got mixed up to. But my question is like this, mi yohanech shirayim, but the question is the leftover blood now that's in the third kli. Again, you started out with two kelim. One was the dam of the par, one was the dam of the soyer. And now both these two kelim spilled off a little bit into a third kli. So this third kli now you don't use because we don't know that's mixed up blood. Avad, it's better to use these two kelim. This you know for sure is the dam of the par, and this you know for sure is the dam of the soyer. So you use these two kelim, not the third keli. But my shayla is though, the locher is, when you get finished doing all the avoidus of the dam, if you have leftover blood in the kli, that's called shirayim. Leftover blood, the Torah says the mitzvah is to spill it on the yisoid of the mizbeach achitzin. That's what you do with the shirayim. Any leftover blood, the mitzvah is, take it and spill it on the mizbeach achitzin. So my question is, what's in this third kli now, does it have a loch like shirayim, that you have to spill it on the mizbeach achitzin? The Mor says, mi yohanech shirayim, Heve, is this third kli called shirayim, leftover blood, on the yisoid azli, and the mitzvah would be, you have to put it by the yisoid of the mizbeach achitzin? I do, maybe dechuyin heavy. Maybe this dam is called dam dechuyin. The azli yama. You know what you do with it? You have to throw it into the yama. That's the stream of river of water that goes through the azara that cleans out the azara. So that's the question. What type of halacha does this third kli have now? Is it called dam like dochui that you can't use for the zrikas? So it's not called leftover blood. You can't spill it on the mizbech achitzrein. You have to throw it to the Amma, to the river of water that's falling through the, going through the base of Migdish. Or is it called shirayim? So Rashi says, Miksas domim nesarvu, kegoin shenishpach mishnei mizrokos atoich mizrok shlishi. Hey, from both these two kelim, it spilled off a little bit blood into the third kli, reker, an empty one. V'nishtaya ben b'chol echad v'yechad. And some was left over in each one of them. So pshitli the chiyoyev zatrashi matones mevadoyim yoyev mimash nishrim mizrokis. Pshita I use the kelim that avadai. That's the one I use for the zrikis. Miyo my shaydur is homi boilon. Hanas shinesavu vishlishi shirayim heavy. What's the din of the dam in this third cup now? So we say it's called leftover blood. Kilo lo nisarvu as if it wasn't mixed up. Uli yisoyed mizbech achitzin azli. And the din then is you should pour it on the side, the foundation of the outside mizbeach, kiritznan, like we learned in the Gemara in Zvachim, that shirei hadam. What do we do with any leftover blood of the karbonis? Ho yishoyfech al yisoid marovi shemizbeach achitzin. The mitzvah is at least here the leftover dam of the chatoyis achitzin of the chatoyis apnimis. Halacha is you throw the leftover blood on the side, the foundation of the mizbeach achitzin by the marav side. That's one side, that this blood in the third keli is also called shirayim. I dilma maybe no, my doubt is like this. That Rashi dilma de chuyininu. Hoyo viyein matonis or mishoinis. Nitimimenu. Since you know, you don't make the hazois from this third kli, the male is not called shirayim like leftover blood, because this blood was never right to be used. Therefore, it's like dochi, it's like thrown away. Uli amo shabi azora mavias kol lichloch azora lanacha kidron azli. Then the mitzvah is like you throw any dirt you have in the mizbeah and the mizbeah semidish into this amo that cleans it out and brings it down to nacha kidron. So that's my sofik. What's the loch of the dam in this third kli now? Is it called shirayim or is it called dichli? The Gemara says, Hey tanich shirayim heve uli yisoid azli. Oy duma maybe no. The chuyin heavy. This dam is called dochuy. The azul yama, and the dam goes to the yama. That's the shaylum. Is amara popas or popas like this? Afilu leman di yomar kois echod oisechaberi shirayim. Even according to man di yomar, it says one kois makes the other kois shirayim. We'll soon see what that means. Han, immediately, when do I say that? Heichi di boi lemesev motzi yoyiv. If you want to, you could use it. Aval hai di boi lemesev lemotzi yoyiv loy. In other words, a papa saying like this, that afil leman di yoma kois nech reisach veri shirayi means like this. Let's say you make a shchit on an animal, a par, and there's so much dam coming out, and the mitzvah is to carry all the dam. So you use two different mizrakis, metchila. First, the kohen had one kli to receive all the blood, and this kli got filled up to the top. So then he took another kli, and that kli also got filled up with blood. So now you have two kohens here, both of them could be used. That halacha is later, the kohen only takes one kohen, and he does all the avodas with one kohen, that's all. And he even has some left over from this first cup. The shalom is, what's the halacha with the second cup of blood? Is that blood also called shirayim, leftover blood, that you also have to spill on the yisrael of the mizbeach, or not? So the man the yom zvachim says yes, that the second kais is also called shirayim. It is called shirayim, even though you don't use it, you're only using this first kais, but the second kais is also called shirayim. See, one of the papa once says it's no raya tower kais though, because there it's better. There we're talking about both kaises, you made a good kabbalah sadam, and you could use whichever one you want. The kohen picked this one to use, but if he wanted to, he could have used the other one. So therefore, both bloods are called bloods that's roi to be used. So we say, after you finish using part of it, the leftover it goes to the shirayim. It's called shirayim. Goes on the yisrael of the mizbeach. But in our case here, we have your two cups of dam, the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, and it's spilled off into a third cup. Now this third cup we're not going to use now, because that's not vadai blood, that's mixed up blood. We're only going to use these two. And if you want to, you're not supposed to use that curse. So here it's worse. Maybe here the third curse is not called shirayim. It's not called like leftover blood, because that blood we're not going to use. When you have two curses that you could use either one you want, so even though you only picked to use one, the other one is called shirayim. But here it's worse. And again, that's what the papa's saying. Again, Omer HaPapa. That afidu leman diyom, even according to leman diyom, that says in Zvachim, that kois echod, oiste chaveri shirayim, like one cup makes its friend the other cup. Shirayim, in other words, even though you use only one cup of blood, the second cup is called leftover blood, and your mitzvah is to spill it on the yisrael of Mizbeach, hani mili, when do we say that? Heichod di boi lemesiv, motzi yoyiv. Only if he has a choice. If he wanted to, he could have used either one of these two cups of blood he could have used to do this rikus with. Then we say both have a lach of shirayim. Aval hai, but in our case, the boy lemesiv le motziyoy. But in our case, this third cup of blood, since it's mixed up blood, even if you want to use it, we're not going to let you use it. Loi. So the leftover blood is not called shirayim, but rather it's called dichui. That the lach should be, you have to throw it to the ama and not to put it on the side of the zechachitzim. That's the shaila. So Mor says, Omalei Rafuna bread Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa. So Rav Huna Rav Yeshua said that's Rav Papa. Other Rabba, say maybe just the opposite. Maybe like this. That afilu leman diyomar, kois echod, oisech havei redichui, even according to the other man diyom in the Gemara in Zvachim, that says no, even in the case when metchila the kohen received two cups of blood from the par. So really either one of them is kosher. Still we say, since you only use one cup, and the second cup you did not use at all, that cup is not called shirayim. I'll tell you, maybe the dinner shirayim is only mamish, the leftover blood from the kli that you used. So since there were two kalim here, true, you could have used either one, but you picked one to use. So the one that you use, the leftover blood, is called shirayim. That has the din, you have to spill it now after you get finished on the mizbeach hachitzain. Mashenka in the second cup, since you never used it, it does not have a din shirayim, even according to Raman Diyama. I'll say it like this. That afil leman diyoma koisech lezoichach oisech haveroi dichui hani mili didachi bedayim. That's only when you had a choice about the matter. That metchila you were makabel two cups, two mizrakas full of dam. And now you had the choice to use one or the other. Who told you to pick this one over the other one? You did it. So by you choosing to use one cup of dam, you yourself are like throwing away the other dam. You yourself are saying, the other one I'm not going to use, I'm only going to use this one. So that's worse. Then we say only the leftover blood from the one you used is called shirayim, but the other one is not called shirayim. The dachi of yadayim. Avol heichad la dachi v'dayim loy. But in our case, what was the case here? That metchila had the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer. And now they spilled over by accident into a third kli. Now the reason why you're not using the third kli is not like you're pushing it away, is because afi alach, you're not allowed to. Like if I would be allowed to, maybe I would use it. But al pi halacha, I'm not allowed to use it because they got mixed up together. So therefore, the third kli is not called shirayim. Maybe the third kli is called shirayim. When do we say it's called dichoi? That's where you have the choice to use one or the other, and you yourself throw away one kli. One kli you don't want to use. That's worse, maybe. But here, it's not considered you're throwing it away. I would want to use it. Just piyadin, I can't use it. So maybe that's not called shirayim. So maybe that's part of a suffix now. Is the called shirayim or isn't the called shirayim?
Yeah.
Maybe Rashi is a little bit better. Rashi says, "Avol hai." Rashi says, "Avol hai."
Is that what was the word say?
"Hani mi gumi dachi b'dayim." Avol ho, avol heichel dachi b'dayim loy. The Tanya, we learned like this: "Lamala weimer." By one pasuk that says, "Lamala weimer v'yes domoy yishpech." You're supposed to spill its blood. It doesn't say all the blood. It just says, "Es domoy yishpech." Rashi brings now the Tanya. See, we don't have this view sequence. Boy. Here, the Tanya now bringing a Rai Rashi says, the Tanya plukta, the kais oyster chavera dichui oysherayim, termina layela filon on the yama. Now we're bringing down that machlaikis we had. When you makabel two cups of blood, and you only use one cup of blood, is the second cup called dichui, that you don't throw it on the mizbech, or is it called shirayim, you do throw it? What's the machlaikis told him? The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says, lomalo hu oymer viyazdomo yishpech. So Rashi says, "V'chatas d'soya nosi, v'yazdoma yishpech." That's what the Torah says. Just his blood should be spilled. Olamata u'aymer, v'yaz kol doma yishpech. Here it says the word kol. All the blood has to be spilled. So Rashi says, "V'sirim ksiv." The first possible about the sirim, the goats. Olaik ksiv hocha kol. Olamata b'chatas yochid, b'shirayim v'day ksiv kol. When it talks about the chatas, it says the word kol. When it says about the carbon of the soya nasi, there it doesn't say the word kol. So what does it mean to teach us? Samar says, minayin lechatis, shekibul domo, the arba kaisis. How do we know when you shech the carbon chatis, and the coin was mekabul, the blood, in four different kaisis, four different cups? V'nosan mizeachas, or mizeachas. And he has to make four different zrikis by the chatis. So by each corner, he used another cup. So in such a case, how do I know? Shekudu mishpachim yisoid. Hey, see, for sure it's all called shirayim. Because the mice of the kohen used all four cups. So how do I know the leftover of the cup is called shirayim? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, v'yaz kol doma yishpech. All his blood should be spilled over. Yochel, I would have thought, afilo nosan arba matonois meyachas mihen. What's going to be in the same case? That by shah shchita, the kohen was mekabel four cups of blood. But the Meister, when the Kohen had to do the four Zerikis, he only used one cup. He used all four Zerikis from one cup. How do we know in such a case? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'yazdoma yishpech. No, only this blood you have to spill has it in Shirayim. So we dashin, who nishpach liyisoid? The leftover blood from this case, from the one cup that you used, its leftover blood has a din of Shirayim, that you have to spill it now to the Yisoid of the Mizbech HaChitzoin. V'hei nishpachim liyoma. But the other three cases that you did not use at all, that's called dichui, because you didn't use it. You like pushed it away, so you don't throw it to the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, but you throw it to the Yama, to the stream of water that goes through the Beis HaMikdash. So this is like the man Yom that says that kais makes chaveroi dichui. It doesn't make it shirayim, it makes it dichui. That's a Tanakama. That's Pshana Tupsukim. The yes kol doma yishpach means when you use all four cups. But when you only use one cup, then it's v'yaz doma yishpach. Just the blood of this one cup that you have to spill on the Mizbech HaChitzayim. But not the dam of the other three cups. Reb Lezeb, Reb Shimon Oymeh. He says no. Reb Lezeb Shimon says, minayin lechatis. How do we know in a case when you have a korban chatis? Shekibul doma b'yar b'koisis. After the shechita, the kohen made a kabolo in four different cups. He had four different cups there, and he filled them all up with dam. V'nosan arba matonas miachas mihen. And b'shas the zrika, when he went around the mizbech on the four corners, he used only one cup. From one cup, he made his four zrikas. How do we know the din is shekulam nishpachim yisoid? We say all of them have a din of shirayim, like we say chaveroi kais echad nasa chaveroi shirayim. This was the first one we had before. They're all called shirayim. They all have a din to go to the yisoid. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says v'yaz kol doma yishpach. All the blood has to be spilled. That's where Reb Lezer Shimon dashens. So even in a case when you only use one cup of blood, still we say the din is, all of it has a din of shirayim. Shreddi Gemara of Zoy, Ulareb Lezer Rebbe Shimon, Hoxiv Yez Domo Yishmoich, I, the Posex Mashmet, says sometimes only some of the blood is spilled, not all the blood is spilled. As according to you, Lechura, at all cases, all the blood has been of Shirayim. Like here, you use your Mekavo four cups, and you only used one cup. Still, you're telling me the other three cups have a din shirayim. So, where's the case of yes domai? The rest does not have a din of shirayim. Rabashi lemute shirayim shebetzava behema. It means to say the leftover blood that you wore in the kabul in the kli. Like the mosho, you made a shchita and the blood started to gush out. So you filled up four cups of blood. True, that was a kabbalim. But there's still some blood left over in the tzava, the neck of the animal you wore in the kabul. So when that dam comes out later, falls on the floor, that dam has no din shirayim. That blood is not called leftover blood as rika. His avmin would be is when you make that, when a dam comes out, all the dam that comes out of the animal is called leftover blood, and you have to spill it on the mizbeach. Kamashmala, no. You only have to spill on the mizbeach dam that you made a maisa kabbalah on, that you were makabler in the kli. But after you filled up your four cups, and now some blood kept on gushing out of the animal, that dam has no din shirayim. That dam stam goes to the yomah, stam you wash it away. So that's what the pasuk means. V'yes dama yishpoich. Sometimes you only have dama means only what you made a ma'isa kabbalah, and not what comes out by itself from the tzava, from the neck of the animal.
Yeah.
So that's the machlokes before if one makes shirayim or not. But our shaila, he wasn't pushed to the shaila. What's going to be the case when you have this third cup of blood? Mixed up from the dam and the dam and the soyer, does it have a din shirayim? Does it have a din of dichui? That will not push you that shayla. So the moravaita. Then the Mishnah says ira dama par l'tech dama soyer. Now after we finish doing the avoidis in the heichol with the dam and the par by itself or the dam and the soyer by itself, now you mixed up the two mizrakis and you add the dam and the par and the dam and the soyer together. So the Gemara says tona tanan. Our Mishnah goes command the yomar ma'arvin l'kronis, that you have to be ma'arvin. When you make this rikus, the Rashi says ma'arvin l'kronis means ma'arvin dam par b'dam soyer kishabol lite ma'atonis kronis hezbech apanimis. Now this is the third set of avoidis. There's one set of avoidis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's the second set of avoidis in the Heichel. Now that you are doing towards the preichis. Now the third set is you have to put the dam on the four corners of the mizbech apanim in the Heichel. So now our mission holds. How do you put the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer? You don't do it separately, but now you mix the two bloods together, and one time you put the four corners of the mizbeach, you make like four zrikis, each one has a dam of the par and the dam of the soyer together. That's what our mission holds, like this Tana holds. That command yama ma'arv in l'kronis. The yitma, because really it's a machloikis, we learned like this. Rabbi Yashiyov, Rabbi Yonison, a machloikis. Chadama, one says Marvin, like our Mishnah, you have to take a mix the two bloods together, and then you make this rika on the four corners of Mizbech HaKanim. The Chadama, one says, no, ain't Marvin, you don't mix up the dam. But again, even on the third set of Avoida, of putting the dam on the Mizbech HaKanim, you have to do two sets of zrikis, one for the dam of the par, one for the dam of the soyim. So Mura says, this time I bring Uriah to Rabbi Yashi, Yehudi Yom Marvin. He's the time, like in our Mishnah, that says you do mix the two bloods together. And then you put it on Mizbech HaPanim. The Yomar, because he says, Afagav like Siv Yachtov, even though the Torah doesn't say Mamish, Yachtov together, command this Siv Yachtov Domi. It's as if the Torah said, put the two bloods now together. And then you put it on Mizbech HaPanim. So Mara says, no. Afidul Temer Rabbi Yonison, even if you want to say, maybe I'll miss the other Rabbi Yonison, who Shani Yocha, here is different. The Pasuk says, Achas. It says one. When it says achas, maybe here it means one, together. Like Rashi says, v'yichsiv achas, v'yichipur aron al kronoisov, achas bashono, v'loishtayim. So here one is mashma together. So maybe here we have Nariah, it's Rabbi Yeshia, maybe it's Rabbi Yonison here. That's also maskim here. The term means to put the dam of the pan and the dam of the sur together. So Mar says, shanach v'yichsiv achas. Mar says, tanya d'loy kishnuin. Now, I'll bring your raya, not like we learned until now. Rashi ala kamad the salka daitach mikara to Rabbi Yashu the Yom Marvin. I'll bring your raya to Havamina. The way we wanted to say Rabbi Yashu is the one taka that says Marvin, he's supposed to mix these two bloods together. So the pasuk says ve'lo kach midam apar or midam asoyer. We're supposed to take the dam of the pan and dam of the soy. What does the pasuk mean? She yomurovin, that they should be mixed up together. When you come to do now the third set of avoidah of putting the dam on the mizbech achit on the mizbech apnim, you have to first mix the two bloods together. Shemorvin, this is Rabbi Yashia. This is Rabbi Yashia's svarah. So you see clearly, Rabbi Yashia is the one that's saying this. Rabbi Yonasan says not like that. He says Rabbi Yonasan Omer mizeh b'fnei.